Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I am worried about it, man, because Will Anderson, over the last, call it 3 or 4 weeks, was starting to reemerge as the Texans' best defensive player. Like, I think through the first, I don't know, call it first 3 to 4 weeks of the season, you could have made different arguments about who that was. Maybe it was Henry Toa Toa or one of the linebackers. It could have been either one of them, Toa Toa or Azeez Al-Shaair. Maybe the crew of interior guys, the depth that you had on the interior, you liked more. Maybe you liked just the committee of defensive players that they had. Like, just as a unit, you liked how they were playing, but didn't have a bona fide, hey, this is their best defensive player. But Will Anderson did not win AFC Defensive Player of the Month and then, you know, of the week before that by accident. This is a guy who went out there and got 5 sacks in a 3-week span or something like that, who was playing with his hair on fire, as he's known to do. And I think that this is an issue for them. Right as Will Anderson is reemerging as their best defensive player, right as he is starting to find his groove, he comes up with this ankle injury, which, by the way, we've seen that before. We've seen him be limited with an ankle before. So maybe it's because I feel like I've seen the movie before that I'm worried about it. Maybe it's because of Will Anderson's style of play, both like the fact that he's kind of a bull rushing, like just get off type of guy, and that motor. So it's not like he knows to turn it down or to take some plays off. He doesn't really have that in him either. So I'm worried about a dude either missing time, obviously would be an issue, or even being limited by the ankle if he's out there. Like, even if he practices and he plays, I'm worried about how effective Will Anderson is going to be with a gimpy ankle. It concerns me because this is their best defensive player.
And that's the part, is like whether he's got to miss some time or not. Like, and these ankle things, these are depending on, is it a high ankle sprain? Like, you know, depending on this thing, these are tough things. Obviously, I don't think it's a high ankle sprain because we see Micah Parsons, who's, you know, he has been on the shelf. But it is something that could be an issue throughout the season and prevent him to be his best. And I don't think that you say that enough. Will Anderson is this team's best defensive player. Will Anderson over Danielle Hunter, who maybe you thought it might be. Al-Shaair's been injured. I didn't think he would be the best. Derek Stingley, he's not to that point right now. This is your best defensive player. If you need a play to be made, he has been the guy to do that. 7.5 sacks. And to be honest, if you're going to be a team that is led by your defense, you need to be firing, and you need your best player to be firing, right? And it changes the game if your best defensive player is hampered and not, like, is he giving you, what was he? It felt like he was at about 70%.
Yeah.
When he was coming back in for the Jets in that Jets game when he tried to give it a go.
Yeah, at best.
Right. And to the point you made, how he works.
Right. Because I don't want to really hear much about pain tolerance. This is not an issue of us questioning his toughness or whether he can tolerate pain. I'm sure he's plenty tough. I'm sure he can tolerate pain. But how does that impact you? Like, you can tolerate the pain well enough to go out there and play, but if your ankle does not let you get off the same way that you used to, I mean, that is just the result of the injury. So I am concerned, man. You absolutely need the best of Will Anderson. And this is to a point that you were making earlier about the quarterbacks that they're about to face. I feel like the Texans in a lot of ways have been bailed out by the quality of quarterback, or lack thereof, quality of quarterback play that they've been facing. But that's about to change very quickly here, very soon here. Probably starting, I would say, hell, maybe even starting, you could argue, they just played Aaron Rodgers and he looked probably as good as he's looked. But really starting with this Sunday night game against the Detroit Lions.
Well, they
with
do
Jared
slip
Goff.
Into that Cooper Rush, though.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Cooper Rush was dropping. They were failing Cooper Rush, not to get off on a tangent. But Cooper Rush dropped a couple of dimes that the Cowboys just could not make nothing happen with.
You ready to go, Cooper?
I'm ready to go to Cowboys.
Were you locked in on that Falcons-Cowboys game?
Come on, man. You know me, man.
I was. Yeah. I'd moved to red zone. I'd moved to the Broncos.
I was locked in.
I tried to go to the Broncos-Ravens, then that became an ass-kicking, then I moved on to red zone.
Yeah, see,
you
man.
You were hanging in on the Cowboys and the Falcons after Dak went out?
Yeah, my people are from the country, man. They're from rural Texas. So those are Cowboys people.
At first, I thought. Like, it was, they just wanted to get Dak out. Until I saw
I did, too.
He's standing over there with his helmet on.
He still kind of looked like he could go back in. Yeah.
I said, is he getting benched right now?
Yeah.
Then I saw the highlight, and they clearly, you saw something.
Yeah.
Something.
Definitely something. Yeah. But the point being, though, they're about to face Cooper Rush notwithstanding.
Never know what Trevor's going to show up, because he had opportunities.
But he's got to be. He does have ability. That's the one thing we can't take away from him. Like, he's been, I think, a huge disappointment, especially for their fans. But he's got ability. I just think that with the quality of quarterback and the quality of teams that they're going to be facing, you need your best defensive player, especially if said defensive player is the dude that gets after the quarterback. Like, you got to fight the fire with fire. Yeah. Good quarterbacks, all right. Where's my potential all-pro defensive end, my defensive rookie of the year defensive end, the AFC defensive player of the month, edge rusher? Yeah, man, it is horrible timing, I think.
To really start to get nervous is tomorrow. If he shows up as a did not practice tomorrow. By the way, there are a lot of DMPs on here. We'll discuss a little bit later on 5 o'clock fire. There are a lot of DMPs on this sucker, but if he doesn't show to practice and he's off again tomorrow, that will be an interesting one to watch, because that lowers his chances of playing on Sunday night against the best offensive line in football, by the way. Also,
this is also
Detroit Lions.
This is also not a normal Wednesday injury report. Normally, the Wednesday injury report is only coming 2 or 3 days after game day. This damn near a week after game day. So everybody is either limited or not participating at all. I'm worried about, because they ain't played in a week.
Well, there's one of them I'm not.
Who?
That one. The hell? The hell's going on?
They're all fixable.
Routine.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.